What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney News Weekly. Today we're talking about Mary Poppins Returns, okay? We're talking about Marvelland, all right? And we're talking about Dancing with the Stars Disney Night. Let's do it.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
All right.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? How you guys doing?
Hey, y'all.
Oh, Disney News Weekly. Oh, what is this? What year is it? All three of us here together again?
Like old times, guys. Like old times.
What's up, everybody? Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. I wanna start this off classic. Can we give some shout outs to the chat?
Yeah,
All right.
Well, do it.
I'm gonna say what's up to let's see, Kristen Esquivel, what's up? Ariel Clydosti. We've got Keaton Markey. Chat, everybody.
You believe it.
You're in the chat. We got Greg Billmeyer. We got Heavenly Imaginings. What's up, girl? Always being loyal, always in the chat. Adventure Revert. That's cool. Sammy Halibrin, Elizabeth Cook. Guys, thank you all for hanging out with us. We've got some Disney news, some big, some small, but all important nonetheless. What's up, ladies?
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing, girl?
How you guys doing?
You like Sarah's hair or what?
I love Sarah's hair.
I tried parting it, with some black over the side, and looking in the video, it looks like I just, am bald on that side, except for, tiny pieces of black hair. Just, look at the video.
Oh,
just,
because you're, it's light.
It just, yeah, because it's so light that it looks like my head is shaved.
You look like someone snuck up on you on your left side and scared you.
Yeah. When Dylan first saw that you did this here, he goes, I'm just glad she didn't shave half of it.
You know how many people have texted me, is half of Sarah's hair?
When it's in a ponytail, it looks shaved. On the side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you look pretty edgy, punk, emo.
What inspired you? What's the story behind it?
I wanted to do this for so long, just because.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
I was like, it'd be fun.
Does Cruella de Vil have a part to play?
Well, it's Cruella's hairstyle.
But
it's
not because I don't see Cruella and you were
Cruella.
I love it, darling. Give me that hair.
That's very Edna.
Yeah, I was like, that's more Edna.
Well, I don't really like 101 Dalmatians that much. But I just thought, I love having blonde hair and I love having dark hair. And I'm like, what do I do with both? I got the best.
At the same time. That's pretty important.
It's a perfect time to do it too.
Yeah,
perfect
time. She's really committing to her Halloween costume. That's not her costume.
I know. I'm literally not being Cruella for Halloween at all. Ever. I'm not.
But you've Disney bannered her multiple times already.
Well, she's living.
No, twice.
Unbound.
When?
At Dancing with the Stars, you also Disney bannered
her. Wasn't really.
Oh, it was really.
It wasn't real.
It was very really.
I really like this.
This is anytime I wear black and red, I'm just Disney running Cruella now.
Yeah. Just like whenever I wear white and red and blue. Red, white, and blue.
Okay.
Fourth of July is Prince Eric Day for me. No matter what. But yeah, that's cool. We're going to get into Dancing with the Stars a little bit later on this evening. We're going to give you the full analysis of what that was all about. But that's going to be the last topic of the night because we want to discuss. We want to dive in because you want to know. So we're gonna go in. But this is cool. We're all back together. And guess what we're talking about that we've never talked about together?
Mary Poppins Returns.
That's right.
Yes!
Mary Poppins Returns. We've got another look. So let's take a look.
This came out during Dancing with the Stars.
During debut.
Extended sneak peek.
Oh, snap.
Mary Poppins. Who came back?
They've come to look after things, children.
She's perfect.
Nothing new so far.
Tell us the new stuff, Sarah.
To see what can be done about that.
This is
new.
A bag, a dolphin.
That's
not even physically possible.
This is
excuse me,
the
first penguin?
Hint of a little song.
Oh my gosh, it's Hitchhiker's Guide.
That is so true.
She never explains anything.
It's for all the fish. Whoa, Willy Wonka.
She sounds so good.
She sounds so good. I'm so excited.
Colin Firth?
Meryl Streep was in this.
I didn't know Colin Firth was
in it. I mean, I knew when the trailer came out.
We knew. We knew, 2 years ago and we forgot.
I'm just so excited.
Yeah, that's true.
Meryl Streep and
2D, baby.
You think they get the eye lines right in this one?
The penguins.
Because, that was a big thing that broke the believability in the original Mary Poppins. It's what's her face? Mary Poppins, what's...
Julie Andrews?
Thank you, Julie Andrews. Jeez. Sorry, I had a brain fart. She had no line of sight, so she was just generally looking in the directions, and then the animators retroactively had to try to put the penguins in her eye line, which kind of makes that distance, that believability breaks a little bit.
Yeah.
But if you watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit, they do everything with tennis balls. We were just watching a video on this. And so Bob Hoskins could always look at the tennis ball, and that's where Roger's face was always.
Yeah.
So he always had a direct eye line where she was sort of guessing at blank space.
You know, I haven't watched Mary Poppins as an adult, I don't think. So I'm very curious to like go watch it again because like that was literally the movie that my sister, my little sister, anytime it was like, let's put a movie on, it was Mary Poppins. And so I think I just like, and I loved it, but I think it just like was a lot as a child. And I was,
it's intense.
It's long.
It's very long. It's also like very British.
Like,
I'm very British.
I've seen Mary Poppins so many times, and yet sometimes I'll see posts about it online where it's like, oh, that moment in Mary Poppins, and I'm like, when did that happen? Have I even seen it?
I don't think I've seen it. It's just that the movie is 3 days long.
It's so long.
It's very possible.
There's like a million plot lines. Mm-hmm. Like in
Pete's
Dragon.
It's like three different movies. Mm-hmm. It's like a trilogy in one film.
Yeah. I remember being a Bed Knobs and Broomsticks kind of kid. Like, that was my
beautiful briny sea.
Well, now you've ruined it.
I also was a big... Pete's Dragon.
I love Pete's Dragon. But that movie is long.
Sarah's impression of Elliot is so good. Boom,
boom, boom. I mean, it's so cute. I've never seen it in all this show. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh my God, Sarah.
Oh, you guys remember when we saw Pete's Dragon and you all hated it? And
I was bad.
Sobbing?
It's not that I hated it. I thought it was just bland. It was just like butterless toast. You know?
Oh my God. Like, it was like Old Yeller, but dragon version. It was a mess.
It was a nice try.
You guys have no souls.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Well, sneak peek looks good.
It looks good. I'm excited to see it.
Can you?
I kind of want to watch the original, but I don't. But, okay, here's a question. Dick Van Dyke, clearly the worst Cockney accent of all time.
But a king amongst men.
Absolute sweetheart, right? But why? Because he later, later in life, he had the opportunity to give a speech and talk about Mary Poppins, and he apologized to everyone for delivering the worst accent, Cockney accent ever in film history. But when he was on set with all of those British people, why did one, not a single person think to
maybe
be like...
Maybe he was like too famous and they didn't want to tell him.
That's possible. I mean, he was already famous. He had the Dick Van Dyke Show, which is one of my favorite black and white television shows of all time, by the way.
Or maybe I don't know, man.
And I also think it's like, it's to me, it's Bert.
It is.
It's not like it's a Cockney. Yeah, it's just like, that's a Bert accent.
Where are you
and
from?
He kind of created his own
Bertsylvania.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
What
I
part
forget.
Of
Stick
England is
Dyke.
That?
I'll forgive him.
It's far north, Mary Poppins.
It's going to be funny if they, like, make any jokes about it for Lin-Manuel. They'll have to, yeah.
I'm sure his accent's not the greatest either.
I mean, we heard it in the trailer.
Yeah,
but it's like one word. He's going to sound like a New Yorker doing the Cockney
accent.
Like,
I wish we could just, like, play. Can we open it? Like, when I hear that, like, where he's like, the thing about Mary Poppins is she doesn't explain anything. But whatever, it's fine. We don't have to really play it again. Anyway, moving on.
What else we got? nice recap there. Jungle Cruise release date. Congratulations. You have to wait longer now. 2020, it says here.
They pushed it a year.
Why do we think this?
Because they already had so many movies.
They did.
Jam-packed.
There's like so many movies coming out in 2019. It's crazy. Like just off the top of my head, Captain Marvel, Avengers 2. I mean, Avengers 4.
Aladdin.
Aladdin. Dumbo.
Oh my God.
Mulan.
No, Mulan's 2020.
Oh, 2020.
Lion King.
Oh my God, I forgot Lion King's coming.
And another Star Wars. Is that happening?
Yeah Star Wars is Christmas.
Yeah. Okay.
So
they have 75 movies.
It's way too much. Also, Diz Insider was talking about how it was originally supposed to come out like a week before or like a month before Jumanji 2.
Don't do that. No.
Which is kind of like The Rock probably would have been really tied up doing a lot of marketing.
Also, you can't have him marketing
and it's two jungle movies. And I was kind of like, but does it matter if it's the first one to come out? But, I mean, maybe
it does matter. Yeah. Because everybody's going to wait for Jumanji and they're not going to go see Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, Jumanji was such a hit.
It's already got.
Pushing it, you know?
It makes sense.
It's just weird that's the movie they decided to push. Well, it makes sense because of Jumanji, but it's weird because of all of the announcements they recently did. Like, welcome to my jungle! You know?
They've really been like peeling the curtain back with the making of this movie and sharing a lot of
Walt made this.
Sharing a lot of like of the sets with us and like of the things with us so early. And so now it's even earlier, which is very rare for Disney to do.
Yeah.
But that means that everything is sort of
done.
We're like, we're not gonna see anything. They're like, welcome to the jungle.
No. We'll see a lot at D23.
Oh, that's true.
Now, it's also weird because, like, the original date was for October, which is kind of, like, a weird, like, it's weird movies come out in October, you know what I mean?
Well, I would say this is a weird movie.
No, but it now is going to be coming out in the summer of 2020, and this seems like more like a summer blockbuster fun movie.
Yeah.
I would totally agree with
but
that.
But this is, like, an early summer. It's like what they did with Solo.
This is going to be July 24th.
Nah, too midsummer.
That's my sister's birthday.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, just kidding. Happy birthday.
Go see Jungle Cruise for her birthday.
It makes sense for this movie because if it wasn't midsummer, like, kids have nothing to do movie, mm-hmm. then it might not perform as well as if it were. Because, you know, like, Han Solo was what? May.
Yeah, it's kids were still in school.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was like, what do we do with this, you know? So, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe July is the perfect pocket for the Jungle Cruise. But either way, too bad. You got to wait.
It was a smart move.
Smart move, overall. Guardians 3, speaking of delayed movies, Guardians 3 has been delayed to 2021, and it will have a female director, ?
Rumored. I mean,
we lost James Gunn.
Yeah, it's weird to say it's been pushed just because it was on hold. So, but now it's pushed. It's delayed to 2021, which is kind of crazy.
That's a very long time.
So far. Well,
for a blockbuster franchise.
A friend of mine was working on a movie with Chris Pratt this year that also got stopped, and because Chris was so busy, and there was a lot of things happening within his life and his career, and I don't know when that movie is going to get pushed again. I don't think I can say the name, but so I'm wondering he's just so busy, and he's such a
Well, I mean, I'm sure.
But besides the director situation,
so speaking of this, like, because you know when James Gunn left, there was like this whole thing about Dave Bautista going out there and saying if James Gunn isn't in it, then I'm not going to be in it. And do you think that's going to hold water, or do you think these actors are just too contractually obligated?
I think I agree with what Sarah said. I think they went back and did reshoots for Avengers 4, and they killed him off.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think that when Sarah said that, I was like, that makes so
guardians?
Much sense.
Who are the Guardians then?
I mean, we don't know what's going to happen in
Avengers.
They all
dead. It's like the Guardian of the Galaxy. It's like just going to be Rocket and Groot, maybe.
It's rumored that they're still going to use James Gunn's script. And then it's a rumor that they want a female director for Guardians 3.
I would love if Taika Waititi did it.
Yeah, that's been
I would love it if he did everything. Honestly,
he's just popular my thing.
Have you seen what they do in the shadows?
Oh yeah, I saw that forever ago.
Girl,
that's so great.
Girl,
so great.
Yeah, no, it would be cool, especially because like Thor Ragnarok definitely took the vibe that Guardians set up and made it
its own.
Yeah, made it better in my opinion.
Yeah,
I mean Guardians is that fine line between comedy and like true sci-fi, where Thor Ragnarok was a comedy sci-fi. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but truly, there should be more female directors in the Marvel universe.
In the world.
Well, yeah, but, like,
okay.
How many Marvel ones have there been?
I am really Marvel excited, though, that they are going to stick with James Gunn's script.
Yeah, let him have
I
it.
Think that is
I mean, if they had,
appropriate.
Yeah. If they had a plan, they should stick to the plan. Minus Drax, maybe. Anyway.
Well, maybe Drax was going to get killed off anyway, so.
Like, avenging his dead family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll have some closure.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I think he'll get an epic death.
I hope so. I think, I mean.
Because Gamora's not dead. Gamora's coming back.
Yeah.
Well, they're all partying in the Soul Stone.
They're all coming back. You see Tom Holland's response to Jimmy Kimmel asking him. He's like, wait, aren't you, so you're already working on the Spider-Man sequel, aren't you dead? And he's like, I gotta go. And he literally does a flip and leaves. Like, okay, bye, Tom Holland.
I have not seen that, but I cannot. I love Tom Holland
great.
So
the new
much.
Spider-Man suit looks super dank. I love it. But yeah, so that's going to be a muddled mire of mystery for the next couple years, but that'll be interesting to see it develop either way. Next up, we've got Ed Catmull retires from Disney and Pixar. Sarah, take us on a journey.
I love how you're like, Sarah, tell us who Ed Catmull is.
I'm not even going to bother.
Ed Catmull co-founded Pixar, and he has served as the president of Walt Disney Animation Studios and Pixar Animation Studios since 2006. He's 73.
That's it?
It's like,
he's 73?
Yeah, he looks good.
That man looks great.
He looks pretty good.
Look,
he looks better at 73 than Mickey does at 90.
He has been like one of the daddies of CGI.
Whoa. you take that back right now, okay?
You just call him daddy?
He's one of the fathers.
You're calling everybody daddy these days. I don't like it.
Just let me live.
Sarah's got so many daddies.
Who was the other daddy you've been singing lately?
Bone Daddy?
No, there was like this character's daddy.
Oh, Sally's daddy.
Sally's daddy.
Oh my God.
The scientist.
Yeah, what's his name?
Finkelstein.
Is that
Finkelstein? Yeah.
Finkelstein.
From the Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah. She just calls him Sally's daddy.
Sally's daddy.
It rubs me in the wrong way.
George Lucas hired Ed Catmull in the late 70s, and then he founded Pixar, obviously, in the 80s with Steve Jobs and John Lasseter. So he's been there from the start.
So it's about that time. 73 is a
Ripe but also
age.
It's just like, it cannot be overstated how much he impacted computer animation.
Well, yeah, I mean, Pixar developed most of the
But thing. I feel like of all the people, like, people know Steve Jobs and people know John Lasseter, but, like, people really don't know about Ed Catmull, and, like,
been,
they should.
Like, flying under the radar.
Yeah, he's, like, a very important
Thanks
person.
For doing the Lord's work,
Ed I hope Catmull. He gets... I'm like, is it? I don't know why I looked at my watch. I'm like, I hope he gets a Disney Legend Award.
Oh, we for sure will.
I'm like, does he already have one?
The problem is, like, everyone's gonna be like, cool. It's gonna be Guardians of the Galaxy moment. Like, who?
Well, this is something I really do hope that Disney does more in the future of, like, these people that, like, Kathleen Kennedy is, like, one of the first people who I think they've really, like, kind of pushed out with the press, like, being like, this is somebody who's behind the scenes, who's really doing so much to give you guys all these movies and things you love, and I think... they need to keep doing that and, like, highlight these people who are behind the scenes, who have given us, like, our childhoods, basically, with these Disney movies and these stories. Yeah. Like, put them up on a pedestal, like, more than just when they retire.
Also, keep in mind, like, he started Pixar in the 80s. Disney didn't even acquire Pixar until, like, the mid-90s.
Like 2006.
Yeah. Oh, 2006?
Well, it was...
It was... They were a distribution.
Incredibles was the first... It was either the last one before the acquisition or the first one after
the full acquisition. But weren't they already distributors before that?
I mean, yeah, it was all...
it was distribution.
But I think it would be fitting because he is retiring and he's going to be, like, advising through 2019. And so for D23 2019, it would be really nice if they gave him a Legend Award.
I hope so.
I'm calling it.
He doesn't have that much time. They better hurry up.
I know, man.
Hey. 73. I'm just kidding. Whoa. I'm just playing. Sorry, I'm ageist.
Somebody just asked in the chat if I ever wore my Slave Leia costume.
Oh.
I think you'd look better in it, though.
I probably
At this
now.
Point, because you've been, I'm like, ready. Working out so much, so... No, I did not. I don't have one.
Next Halloween. Oh, there's still time. There's a week left. Ed Catmull, thanks for bringing up Slave Leia.
This is big news for you, Leo.
This is interesting news for
You're
me.
You're reprising your role?
Disney, yes. Hey, Disney.
Townsperson.
There's a new, apparently, Disney is in talks with the Deadpool director to reboot the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
Writers. Deadpool, did I write directors? I'm sorry.
What's that?
I wrote director, but it's the writers.
Oh, the writers, sorry. Yeah, no, actually, it's funny because I knew that and I still just read the thing.
I know, but I put director.
Yeah, no, I know, I just read the tagline. With the writers of Deadpool... to come in and reboot the Pirates franchise. So, Disney, when you reboot it and make it a comedy, just remember who your funny guy is. Okay?
Yeah, it's like they had already said they want to do a sixth one, but now it seems as though they will not do a sixth one, but just reboot it without Johnny Depp.
Which is crazy because, I am of multiple minds on this. Mm. One, I think rebooting that franchise is probably a good idea, but Johnny Depp is...
That franchise.
Like, Jack, it's not...
But nobody wants him anymore. Nobody watches it for him anymore.
But you can't argue that Jack Sparrow isn't Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, they put him... They, like, made the ride now about Jack Sparrow. Like,
God, how much is this ride
so what do you? So anymore? How do you reboot it knowing that the original's legacy is so
I think
big.
You just make it exist... You make it like a
new Jack
an
Sparrow?
MCU, basically.
You have someone else do it?
No, you don't have a new Jack Sparrow. You just have... It'll exist
it's
in the
pirate.
Same universe.
Right.
But it can be about, like, other pirates or other people.
The pirate babies.
It'd be cool if it was, like, a duo, you know?
Do you know what I just thought? Like, it'd be cool if it was kind of like a Road to El Dorado with these two.
Yeah.
Like, not guys, but, like, I even think if they brought the Red Lady into it and, like,
I think she should be one of the main
characters.
She
absolutely should be one of the main characters.
And I think it shouldn't be, like, a continuation of that world. I think it should be, like, this happened parallel to the Pirates movies.
What I, you know what I mean? Really wish they would do, honestly, is take a... I don't know if anybody's ever seen Black Sails here, but Black Sails did this really awesome thing where they took characters from Treasure Island and then mixed them from actual pirates from history, mm-hmm. and that's what they created and drove their story with.
They kind of did that.
It'd be so
but
dope.
Like if they were a little bit more like historically accurate, but like fun.
But we're talking to about the writers of Deadpool, so we know it's a comedy.
Yeah,
it should be. It should be funny. It should pirate be a little less romp. Serious.
I think so too, because some of the best moments in Pirates of the Caribbean were like the funny moments. Right. But we still want swashbuckling, high swinging action adventure. Yeah,
dude, The Adventures of Young Barbossa.
No.
Why?
Barbossa's the best.
I agree, but. You leave the characters out.
No, it'd be so cool if it was like all young Barbossa and then it ends right when he gets cursed.
Nope. Oh, well, he's the first mate to Jack Sparrow, so that's where one of the movies would have to end with him meeting Jack, because he's Jack Sparrow's original first mate.
Yeah, a lot of people think that they should reboot it.
Lore!
A lot of people think that they should reboot it or start a new series about Red.
I'm in with that.
To do, it's never
Chris
been
Pratt
done. They've never
as Red.
No, they've never
sorry,
done
sorry, Will Smith.
A female-driven pirate movie.
Yeah, it
and
should
well,
be
they have. They have. It's with the girl from Thelma and Louise. It was not Treasure. What was it called? Water Something Island. Island. No. Cutthroat Island. Hmm. It stars. It's she's
Sigourney Weaver.
No, Thelma and Louise. What are the two main? Oh my gosh.
Oh, what's her name?
Gina Susan Davis.
No, Gina Davis.
Gina Davis stars in Cutthroat Island. Whoa! Went through the library in my brain on
too
that
bad
one.
Nobody knows about that.
Yeah, well, that's because
maybe
it was
someone
a
will
financial
know about
flop.
This one.
It is a legitimate Hollywood financial flop too. The budget was so much more.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
weird that I know all this about.
It's
Cutthroat
very
Island.
Strange. Yeah, yeah, but you like pirates. It's
I
fine.
Do. I like movies. There it is. Oh, that's right. And it stars the guy from Princess Bride. What's his
that's
name?
That's not on the screen yet.
Yeah. I think.
Robin Hood.
Give us a female lead.
Who's the swashbuckler of today? You know how like Orlando Bloom got typecast and he can only be a swashbuckler. He was in Troy.
Is it not
he was in
Chris
Pirates.
Pratt?
It's
no,
Chris
no,
Pratt.
No. Chris Pratt is the Harrison Ford. Every man. He fits in every role. Who is the swashbuckler? Who's our Orlando Bloom? Who is our what's this guy's name?
Carrie Elwes.
Yeah, like you know how he can only
get Jonas.
No, he's not a swashbuckler.
Is it The Rock?
Although, The Rock is the new Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. I don't know. In the chat, what do you guys think? Who's
our new swashbuckler?
Who's our new swashbuckler?
Because you know when Orlando Bloom was cast as Legolas, he could only get swashbuckling roles after that. Because then after that, he was Troy, and then he was in Pirates of the Caribbean, and he, like, could not. And then he had that one romantic comedy
Elizabeth
with...
Elizabeth Town?
Ah!
Yeah, and
I
it was
it.
A...
Pfft. I know, it was... People
it was a
hated
flop
it, but I remember seeing it.
Yeah, and they were like, okay, only swords for Orlando Bloom.
I loved Orlando Bloom so much.
Dude,
I told you guys this. I had like a whole wall.
Is
this a
grocery store Joe? Is this
grocery, I agree with that. I support that.
God,
he's just
put,
like, I guess I'll fight
store
these
Joe
guys.
In a movie.
I guess I'll buckle some swashes. You know,
it was bad.
It was real bad.
It was real bad.
Real
do
bad.
You know who's kind of a little bit of a swashbuckler? What's his face? Spider-Man.
Tom Holland.
In 5 years, I feel like he'll be super swashbuckly.
He's too savvy, though. You know, like, his wits are about him
smart.
Too much. Yeah.
All right, let's move
who's
on.
Who's our new Smell the Fart actor 2019? Huh? You know, Orlando Bloom's?
Yeah.
I think it might be Leo Camacho.
Smell that
fart, Leo.
Disney?
Smell that fart.
For your consideration. So, anyways, that's good news. It's exciting. The franchise could
Zach
be
Levi.
He is swashbuckly right now. He's Flynn Rider.
Good job, Missy.
Although he's a superhero, he's trying to break the mold, and mm-hmm. it's looking promising. Rumored plans for Disney Park's upcoming Marvel-themed lands.
So this came out, this is all rumor. This came out from Walt Disney World News Today, which is an unofficial fan site. But basically, they released like rumored layout attraction details for Marvel Land at DCA. Basically, they're saying that there's going to be... We knew there was going to be a Spider-Man ride and, like, an Avengers ride. They're saying that the Spider-Man ride is going to be a screen-based ride where you have a web-slinger and it's kind of like Toy Story Midway Mania.
Oh, I don't like
where it's like a game.
Yeah,
But I mean...
I mean, that's... I mean, I guess
I wish it was more like the Transformers ride, where it was like you're like swinging with them. Right. I don't
well,
know.
Well, there was a ride like that, and Spider-Man would come and land on the hood of your vehicle.
Yeah, the Spider-Man. Oh, that's a Universal. The Spider-Man ride yeah. at Universal in Orlando.
That's
yeah.
why I'm getting thinking.
So it's tough to be a bug area is going to be the Spider-Man ride. This is what they're saying. The attraction is 3D screen based, catching criminals in New York City, mm-hmm. but I don't think anybody is sure if there's going to be like. Sets and props, like, more than what is on Midway, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because it's a whole new installment,
the
right?
tech is so much more advanced than it was when Midway was created. Like, why wouldn't they go further?
You know? Because sometimes simple is best.
Also, it'd the be, immersion that they've now include on
cool
all of their rides.
If it were, like, Monsters, Inc. Ride and Go Seek in Tokyo, where it is interactive, but it is a dark ride. They want it to be a family attraction, you know?
Yeah.
Like everyone.
Okay, how many attractions are we getting in Marvel in?
Okay, so I think I think two. This is the
Universal.
This
one.
Is the Universal one. So then there's going to be
PlayStation 2 graphics.
Doctor Strange stage show.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That makes sense. You can do a lot of cool visual effects. You can do a lot
of Marvel version of Jedi Training Academy, basically.
Okay, I can see it. Shield agents helping Doctor Strange or whoever it is teach you. Captain America could come out. They could vary it up. They could have a bunch of heroes on stage. That's kind of neat for mm-hmm. a family show. So we're getting a stage show. We're getting a family ride.
Calm ride, and then an Avengers roller coaster.
Okay, that makes sense.
This would be in phase two. A dark ride slash roller coaster.
I'm excited.
Something
for stage
like
show.
Harry Potter and Escape from Gringotts at Universal.
That's kind of cool because you go to the Triskelion.
I think this might only be rumored for Hong Kong. I don't think it would come to DCA.
God, they get all the good stuff.
I know. Well, we don't have any room unless they take over more area.
That's what I was going to say, is where the heck are they going to put a roller coaster?
Yeah, I don't think we're getting one until they, like, build back behind Guardians or into Hollywood Boulevard. Other things that they're saying are going to happen is counter service restaurant.
This is here in Disneyland.
Yeah, and then a microbrewery with an Ant-Man theme.
Get it? Microbrewery?
I mean, it seems very strange that it would be an Ant-Man
like,
theme, but cool.
Gigantic beverages.
Oh,
like, huge.
My yeah. God.
It's a
That's
micro.
That's, like, not safe.
Microbrewery.
Like, don't give people a giant beer like that.
Das Boot.
Das yeah. Boot.
I mean, I'm excited to see all the theming that they do, because, I mean, we've seen Avengers and Marvel properties in theme parks, but it's always like executed very cheaply because it's not Disney. To see Disney do it, and just what they've done with what they have so far with just like overlays has been pretty incredible. So
right, I think the end of this article is basically like it sounds like it's not going to be like an immersive land like Pandora or Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, but more like a re-theme. But I mean, obviously, they have to completely change what Bugs Land looks like. Like it's not
or they're just
like
it's Ant-Man Land.
No, I mean that's what they would have done if they were extremely lazy.
Yeah.
Out
of all the things that we've mentioned, the stage show is the most appealing to me. But
no, I'm so excited for like a Spider-Man.
I mean, that'll be fine. But the problem with the stage show is that it's like a little kid focused. But it would have been cool to get like a Magical Map Avengers show.
Yeah,
because there's only like Magical Map
like a
is
stunt
like,
show.
Yeah, because it's the only show of its kind at those parks. Like, there's nothing else. It's like high level, full family entertainment.
Yeah,
at Disney or DCA, and I love
Frozen.
Oh, that's...
Frozen at the Hyperion.
Yeah, no. I stand corrected. You're right.
They should have done Spider-Man the Musical.
It just feels so hidden. It feels so hidden.
Spider-Man the
no,
Musical already exists.
No, too many people got hurt. So many people got, like, really, really seriously
Frozen
injured.
At the Hyperion, you say that it's hidden, but it's so good because it pulls literally hundreds of guests out of the park for, like, an hour and a half at a time.
I think it's great, yeah. It would have been cool to see, like, Avengers have something like that, though. A stunt spectacular, like Indiana Jones or something.
Yeah, like, remember what they used to do back in the day at Disney World?
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
They did, like, a Batman... Well, no, that was at Universal, but they did, like, a Batman stunt show. And I think they did the Indiana Jones stunt show.
They also had Conan, which is... God, I'm dating myself there, but like they had a Conan show and it was a big stunt spectacular. The snake would come out and then someone in the audience would get like sacrificed to the snake. Mm-hmm. It was
my dad
dope.
Got picked
dope.
For the Indiana Jones one, I remember, and my mom got picked for the Batman
one. I did it too.
Yeah.
I did the Indiana Jones one. That was cool. And I was the one that, you know, when they laugh, they like put that voice over. It goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. But my laugh was actually pretty close to it. Not gonna lie.
So, do you want to go Starlia?
Yes.
It's, this is all rumor, obviously, so
yeah,
we will see.
Grain of salt, guys.
What happens. Sometimes this website reports things that end up coming true and sometimes extremely not.
Also, this is, like, extremely advanced. Like, we have no idea yet. Like, they just blocked off Bugsland.
Yeah.
Quick question for you and for the chat as well. Favorite Marvel hero?
I love Tony.
You love Tony.
I love Tony.
Tony Baloney. Silly Willy.
What did I say recently?
Well, that was me with Will Smith. That's what I was saying. We're going to get funny Will Smith and Sammy the Genie.
Silly Willy.
And I was like, oh, we're getting funny Will Smith. We're getting Silly Willy back.
I was dying.
So you like Tony Baloney.
Daddy Silly Willy.
Daddy Silly Willy, Fresh Prince of Silliness. How about you, Keaton? Who's your Marvel boy?
Who's my Marvel boy?
Yeah.
Who do I like the best? Mm-hmm. Oh, either Hemsworth or Pratt. It's hard
so
to...
So Thor or...
Star-Lord. Star-Lord.
Okay. I was saying, absolutely. Not the actor. I meant the character.
Hey, the actor.
Although they play
really,
part. They do play part.
I gotta bring up another Parks thing.
Go.
So...
I like how you have my permission.
Well, someone reminded me by saying they have... Miranda said they have to move Flix Flyers first, because Flix Flyers from Bugs Land is becoming... emotional whirlwind on Pixar Pier. Mm. It's been like rumored, or people are thinking. So Bing Bong's Sweet Shop on Pixar Pier is supposed to have this like Bing Bong inside of it, like a big like statue of Bing Bong, and it's like not there yet. That's why we had that like art of Bing Bong that Riley drew that was up like covering where he's gonna go.
And wasn't it like inappropriate?
Yeah, it was inappropriate. For him. So people are wondering if the reason he's not there yet is because they're waiting for Pixar Play Parade to be done so that they can take the Bing Bong from the parade and stick it in the store.
You think that's gonna happen?
Yeah. I don't think they have money.
They're really trying to save that money.
I don't think they have money to build two Bing Bongs, and they know they're bringing back Sensational.
You say that. It's like Disneyland doesn't have money.
Well, it's like all you people know? People don't understand how budgets work. You know what I mean?
I mean, I do, but it's like so... I mean, they do repurpose a lot, so it would make sense.
And it's the same reason why Pixar Pier isn't done. It's like they had to like split budgets across different quarters. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They didn't have a lot of money to make Pixar
Pier. I thought Disney was one of the big banks in the U.S., so infinite money. But that's okay. Bing Bong, when is Play Parade ending?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I think after Christmas, like Christmas Fantasy will come in, and then I think after that, maybe it's not coming. Anyway.
Oh okay. Man!
By the way, we got a full representation of favorite Marvel characters in the chat. Mm-hmm. I just want to say, a lot of Cap though. Daddy Daredevil, okay. Daddy Daredevil's great.
Daddy Daredevil.
A lot of Cap actually. Well, we got a Winter Soldier in there. The Thing. Excuse you, picking the Thing. He doesn't count yet. And. Yeah, that was meta. And there's one Spider-Man. That's my boy. Anyway.
Boy.
My boy. Tom Holland. And now we've gone through, we've barreled through all of the news. Sarah and I had a unique opportunity.
Tell me about it, please.
Monday night, which was two nights ago. We were invited by Disney to go and check out Dancing with the Stars.
Disney night.
Live from the studio audience. It was awesome. It was so cool. It was so.
Did you guys get to dance like on?
Yes, yeah, we danced with the stars. No, we didn't.
No,
do that.
That like.
I'm
but
lying.
I just remember when I went like during like commercial breaks or before it started shooting, they let us all like have a dance party on the dance floor, and then they're okay, now get back in your seat.
No, especially not that night. Like, it was tight.
Really,
people were like, there was things to be done. It was like, go to your seat. Do not step on the dance floor. Once you sit on your chair, remove your name from the chair and throw it. It's like, it was a very strict thing. But it was really cool. Like, I was excited about it. We were both excited about it, but I was sort of like, And then we get there, and first of all, we got to go in before everybody else. It was like cool to see everything up close and walk around and, you know. But more than anything, it is so damn impressive. Like, first of all, there's the dance. You know, they take a week, they learn these super intricate choreographs, dance numbers, and it was all the Disney music. That in and of itself was amazing. Gaston, they had the table, and he gets on it, and the chandelier, and he swings, and Hercules is picking up people. It's crazy. That in and of itself is impressive. What's more impressive is the three-minute breaks for commercials that you see. The show is live. It is a two-hour live program, and those three-minute breaks for commercials is as soon as they're like, and we'll see you after these messages, whatever, then it goes into like a beehive. And all these dudes come out, and they take down the set, and other guys are putting up the set, and within 3 minutes, they have a brand new Broadway level produced play stage for the next dance as soon as they come back. All of the judges, everything they say is their first and only take. They never redo anything. That is absolutely live and absolutely on the spot. It is so dang impressive. And all of the side dance numbers. One thing that I thought was funny is whenever they come back from a dance number, there's like, you know, they're like the commercial's coming in, and the song's like playing, and there's people dancing, and you think they're there entertaining the crowd. No, they just started at that point of the song. So it's just like, you know, instead of being like starting at the beginning of like Zero to Hero, it'll just be like, just like that, boom, and the dancers like pose like, oh, they just got a full number during the commercial break. No, that's it. That's the, you see the entire bit.
Well, and it's also, they do that just to also give another like, moment. 5 seconds mm-hmm. to continue to move yeah. stuff out of the way and bring stuff yeah. in.
It was really cool to see. What did you think about it, Sarah?
I mean, I loved it.
I loved it.
I love Grocery Joe.
Wait, did you get to meet Ivana Lynch? Because I would have died to meet Luna Lovegood.
No, but I've met Ivana Lynch a lot. Because she used to go to LeakyCon a lot.
Sarah went to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween with Ivana
Lynch. I did one time go to Mickey's Halloween party with Ivana Lynch.
Yeah.
She was like in a big group that I was in.
A big group of like 8. not like 27.
I'm just saying, like from Harry Potter, she has been going to LeakyCon for like many years. So I was like not going to waste her time. And also she probably doesn't remember me. So I didn't want to be like, hi, remember from that one LeakyCon, you know, my friends, blah, blah, blah. So like I was just like, Grocery Joe.
She had tunnel vision.
Here's what I'll say. Like,
Jordan Fisher, Grocery Joe.
Grocery Joe and Ivana Lynch, so lucky they didn't do eliminations this week.
Dude, no, Ivana was fine.
No, she was not fine. She was definitely on the plank.
Aww.
She was walking the
they
plank.
They never do eliminations for Disney Week.
No, that's what they said. Disney Week. Bye. And that's how they ended the show. Hey, nobody gets eliminated. It's Disney night. Good night. And then it was over. And yeah. Everybody went, what?
Yeah, that's just how they do it. Now, I remember Ivana Lynch was in front of me at Heathrow Airport one time to check in and then in security. And, like, I was, like, trying to be – I was like, do I talk to her? Like, I just didn't know what to do. Like, but we were, like, even shared bins and stuff. And
oh,
like,
my gosh.
I like, chickened out because I was just – I so nice. Loon love good. And I wish I would have said something to her, but I was just like,
I feel like I would have blown it, like after we walked in the metal detectors. I'm like, did they detect any nargles?
Oh,
okay,
my God.
Bye.
Jordan Fisher was so nice.
Jordan Fisher.
He was like the nicest person I've ever met.
If people were diamonds, Jordan Fisher would be a diamond 10K.
Who is Jordan Fisher?
He was in Hamilton. He was in Teen Beach Movie.
He's in everything, dude.
He was in Grease. He was in Grease
Live. Right,
you might know
he
him.
He was amazing.
You might know him as the guy that went on stage after me at D23.
Right. He sings on the Moana soundtrack, the sexy credits version of You're Welcome.
Oh.
Hey, it's okay to say. You're welcome.
You're adorable.
I thought he was amazing as Duty in Grease Live.
Yeah, he's
yes, he played Duty.
Great.
He was so charming.
He was so sweet, and he talked to us like he knew us.
I know, he was like, what's up, guys? What's I was up, like, guys? I loved your Hocus Pocus special.
He's like,
he was
oh, like, thanks. Oh, you're not going to so believe fun. It. I went to New York. I got on a plane. We're like, really? Like, and he goes, yeah, it was crazy. Me. Thanks for watching. That's cool. And I was like, yeah, marry her, dude. Please.
Grocery Joe seemed like he hates his life. He seems like he really wants to get eliminated.
Dude, he hates his life. He's such an average guy that they're just keep going, listen, we're going to shovel boatload of money at you. Just get out there and nap. He's like, oh, I don't like it, but I'm going to do it because
he's bad.
He's not good.
He's really bad, and he only keeps moving forward because his fans keep voting for him like crazy.
Oh, no.
Like, he gets, like, more votes than anybody else. And he's just like, I thought I was going to get eliminated this week, but...
But you
night.
Guys are continuing my torture.
Yeah. I gotta learn another damn dance now.
He's so tall and lanky.
Handsome.
Yeah, he lost like the little weight he had in doing
is that. Is he still dating?
Yeah, Kendall was there. She was in the audience
She's
near
beautiful.
Us.
She's beautiful. She's pretty.
Taxidermy Kendall.
Yeah, I love taxidermy.
He is like so over his 15 minutes. That's
he is
so
over.
Funny.
It's so funny because he never wanted 15 minutes.
He was like, I got eliminated in night 1 of The Bachelorette. I'm done.
But I told Sarah, like, that's precisely why he's so popular, because he is exactly the everyday man put in this scenario, and you get to watch what it would be like to watch a normal person.
This poor guy has
some
to
people
be like,
in the chat don't know who Grocery Joe is.
Oh, explain.
Grocery Joe, he's called Grocery Joe because he was on last season of The Bachelorette. He went home night 1, but you know how they say like a little bit about people and like what they do, and he was a grocer. He owns a grocery store in Chicago.
Yeah.
And he was just like so cute. Everyone like thought he would like make it really
far. And he was nice and fun.
And then he went home night 1, but everyone was like, how could she send home this cute Becca, grocer?
What were you thinking?
Grocery store.
He was the salt of the earth.
And so he got like such a big response from social media that they brought him to Bachelor in Paradise,
which is almost unheard of. Like, you never see somebody get eliminated on night one and become so tremendously popular simply because they made a good impression. Not because they did something wacky or, like, spoopity-doopity.
Just because he was
like,
cute.
He was just a cute guy, and he had a good story, and he was just like, well, you know, I'll give him my best shot. And everybody's like, oh, I love him.
Yeah, he's cute.
That's exactly what happened. But it was cool to see him in person. He was Disney-bounding as Sarah... Disney bounding.
He was
as
Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh my god! I'm gonna have to go watch these dances now.
You should just watch the Disney episode.
Yeah, the Gaston dance with Juan Carlos was
Juan Pablo.
Excuse me, was you know
Juan Pablo.
Yeah, he's from Fuller House.
From Fuller House.
Kimberlina. Yeah, him.
I'm like, Juan Pablo was a bachelor. I know. Why is he back? I thought ABC like blacklisted him.
Okay, you know, it's fine.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. I'm gonna shoot you. It's okay. I stole your car and I drove it into the ocean. It's okay. You know, sometimes you have to do it.
My ex-boyfriend was like, Juan Pablo tried to destroy The Bachelor from the inside out.
He almost did. That's what happened, dude. Like, I knew it too. I was like, when I heard that, I was like, excuse me, they're straight up putting a Latino from South America, like, as the Bachelor. I'm watching this. I was ready.
That was my first season. My first ever season.
Juan Pablo, you can't marry every girl. Oh, it's okay, I can.
I'm not gonna say it, love you.
Can you just do a spoof video playing Juan Pablo, please? Yeah. And please let me be in it.
No emotion, no expression. Always a 1,000-yard stare. Like, no, I don't love her. I don't know. But you got her pregnant. I say, you know, it's not mine.
It's okay.
You
know,
she's locked in an island with you. It's okay. God damn it. But yeah, no, it was fun. Go watch the episode if you haven't already. Oh, and also thank you to everybody who screen capped me in the audience and sent it to me or posted it on. That was amazing. I loved all the support. It was like me going, I can't you see that back? That was my screen time. And everybody decided to get me going.
Well, it's a good thing you guys went to see it because they're having like ratings issues this season. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh. Okay.
Hopefully, we get more seasons of Dancing with the Stars.
And I'm sure we will. It is a great hit. Disney Nights is their biggest night. Speaking of Disney Nights being the biggest night, tonight's a big night for us on this show.
I feel like I want to hold Sarah.
Yeah, we should hold hands, guys. Can we get the wide? Can we get all of us on this one?
Yeah, all of us.
This is our final episode as a trio, you guys. We will, I know, I'm feeling so emotional just saying this.
You guys gonna cry?
But this is the official last episode of Disney News Weekly with us three. The show is going to be going on a hiatus, and it will be returning with new hosts at the beginning of the year. But as far as the three of us go, it has been a wonderful 3 years. Mm-hmm. But this is it. We were one episode away from 130, I believe.
Yeah, it's really killing us.
Yeah.
It's so an odd number.
We did that specifically to bug Tony in the... In the chamber above.
I really appreciate it. My OCD is acting up. It's going crazy.
I'm so sorry, man. But thanks for bearing with us, man. You've been an amazing producer.
Thank you so much.
Right. You've been so awesome.
Read some books, though.
This entire experience.
I gotta read some books.
Just do me a favor. Read some books. And,
I'll do it for you, Leo.
And Boogie Boogie.
And Boogie Boogie, yeah. That's a book I'm gonna read, actually.
That's the first book. Boogie Boogie by A. Tony.
A memoir by Tony, producing Disney News Weekly.
It's only two words long. It's real short.
It's been
a fun ride. We love you guys so much. Please don't stop talking to us on social media. Mm-hmm. We will continue with news that is Disney-related on all of our other channels, which we highly encourage you to follow us on. And don't stop watching the show either. Like, come back in January. There's going to be new hosts. We're training them. We're making them the best soldiers known to mankind. With our help, they will be the best. And we'll probably still pop in once in a while.
Yeah, sure.
Just host some shows, do some specials. We've got some ideas cooking in the pot. But as of right now, our lives are crazy, and there's a lot going on. And it's been 3 years.
I can't believe it's been 3 years.
3 years.
3 years as of last week.
Literally. Mm-hmm. We missed it by a week. But don't worry. It's not the end of things. There's more to come. So, you know, follow me on Twitter at LeoZombie, on Instagram at Mr. LeoZombie. You'll see more of my stuff coming out all the time. Sarah.
I'm Sarah G. Sterling on Instagram and Sarah Sterling _ on Twitter.
Do you have final thoughts?
Yeah, any final thoughts?
Thanks, guys. This has been the best.
I mean, she's right.
It's been great, and like we love all of you.
We love all of you for watching. Also, it's been fun to like grow with all of them and all of us. Like, I mean, we met you because of this show, and now you're like family to me.
I know. It's
surreal.
I'm gonna get emotional, but yeah, it doesn't feel like 3 years.
No, dude.
It does not feel like 3 years, but
I know it's 3 years, and I still can't get the damn intros.
But yeah, thank you guys for like including me on this show and embracing me within the Disney community, because I really
you've become a bona fide Disney gal.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, it's you know, to you guys for being so kind and gracious to me, and it's been fun just getting two great new friends out of this. Like, I love these guys so much.
I love you too.
Like, it's we're gonna miss you guys.
Yeah, we're gonna miss you guys.
I haven't seen you guys like seeing you guys like this, like just to film the show tonight was like I've been telling Dylan, I'm like, God, I've really missed Sarah.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's hard because you guys have noticed it's been very spotty the last couple months. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's hard to get even two of us in this room together. Mm-hmm. But you know, I guess that's a sign of our growing careers, and that's exciting. Mm-hmm. But then we're in this room together, and I'm just like, oh man. Like,
it's fun. We love it.
Yeah, we like love doing this show. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Don't stop following us. Like, keep communicating with us online, because more projects will be coming down the pipeline. Mm-hmm. We'll find some other variation of this to do somehow.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's on Instagram Live.
Even if it's on Instagram Live. I promise you something will be coming. You know, to everybody who logged in every single episode, and for those of you who are new, thank you for the support. It means absolutely everything to us that you were here for. For the inside jokes, I saw some people mentioning. I'm sorry we never did the slave Leia, but like I said, keep
Someday
following us on social media.
I'll have enough money to buy a really good costume. And
yeah, that's something to point out. Like, this was because we liked doing it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we got paid to do this.
Yeah, we didn't get, like, paid to do this.
I just want to point that out, because I don't want people to think, like, this is some sort of business decision. Like,
no.
Like, it's not. Like, we truly, truly love doing this show. But, like, yeah, like, Miranda Perry, always in here. Monet Pink, always in here. Greg Billmeyer, who I never say his name correctly.
Allison, yeah.
Yeah, Allison. Crystal Del Toro, Bradley. I mean, I want to give everybody a
shout-out.
Yeah,
shout out, you guys have pyrotechnic been so great.
It's like family. Like, we looked forward to seeing you guys just as much as you hopefully looked forward to tuning into this show. So, thanks for being fam.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Come back
guys
and watch in the new year.
Yeah, follow me on Keaton Markey. Follow me at Keaton Markey so you guys can keep up with me, and hopefully, you know, we hang out
more to come.
Yeah, it's just, who knows what's next for us? So much has happened in the last 3 years, so I'm excited to see what's next, guys. But hey, if you do have access to a slave Leia costume, I will, like, it. I can
You'll
borrow
make good
it.
On it. You'll make good on it?
If you get on, I'll do it.
I'll wear it, too.
We should do a joint slave Leia
photo shoot. I'm super down for that.
Photo shoot.
Yes.
Call Gil.
Slow down.
Okay.
All right. Can you do a very short last rap session?
Can
I get a beat?
I don't think. Can you give us a beat, Tony?
I can try.
Let's see what he can get us. Oh, man. Oh, he's beatboxing.
Oh, you're just doing it.
Okay. We got Miranda Perry. She's up in the chat. We got Clarissa Patricia, and she knows where it's at. We got Crystal De La Torre and Greg Bill Meyer. I never say his name right. Did I do it this time? I'm tired. Listen, I got to start all over with Allison Scott, because I like the way she chats, and she does it a lot. Heavenly Imaginings, she's here every single time, and I know that I'm having struggles when I rhyme. I'm doing the best that I can for Elizabeth Garcia and Elizabeth Cook, and I don't see anybody else in this chat because no one's typing anything. They're just listening to me rap about everything and nothing. We've got Aureli De Toro. We've got Elena G18. We've got Lauren DeWitt, and that's it.
Good job.
We love you. Guys, we love you. Later.
See you on the internet.
Love you so hard.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.